To mark the one-year anniversary of the Iraq War, the Bush administration has spent much of the week saluting the liberation of millions of people who once lived under the regime of Saddam Hussein. Despite continuing violence, including yesterday's deadly bombing in Baghdad and today's in Basra, the administration is stressing recent progress toward Iraqi self-government. Today, President Bush traveled to Kentucky for a visit with troops recently returned from Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne was with the president at Fort Campbell.
A roar went up from the parade grounds where thousands of members of the 101st Airborne Division had gathered awaiting the president's arrival. They stood in a field muddy from the previous day's heavy rain. Some were joined by family members. Fort Campbell sent 20,000 soldiers to Iraq. 65 from this base have died there. Today, the president thanked them all for their service.
Soldiers of Fort Campbell, every one of you is making a difference. You've seen hard duty, and the defense of freedom is always worth it. Because of your service, because of your bravery, because of your dedication, the world is better off, and the American people are more secure.
The president said hard work remains in Iraq, acknowledging the ongoing violence and unrest. He said attacks, like the one that destroyed a Baghdad hotel yesterday, only underscored the need to continue the work.
As we saw again yesterday, the terrorists are fighting desperately to undermine Iraq's progress toward freedom. That attack showed once again the cruelty of our enemies.
In a week that has been marked by intense political debate between the White House and Democratic challenger John Kerry, the president did not mention his challenger by name today, but he got in a less than subtle jab when he mentioned the congressional vote last October on a funding request for the military in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I want to thank every member of Congress who voted in favor of the $87 billion supplemental that is meeting the needs of our troops in the field right now.
Senator Kerry voted no on that funding request in protest of administration policy in Iraq. A presidential visit to a military base is a morale booster, especially with troops so recently returned from overseas, so says Staff Sergeant Charles Myers from Bastrop, Texas, who spoke just before the president's arrival.
We're all waiting to hear the thank you and the job well done. Myself, I'd like to hear a little bit of the campaign and tell us that he's going to continue taking care of. He's been taking care of us pretty good since he's been in office.
But not far away in the crowd stood another soldier with a different view. 21-year-old Cecil Brown of Mobile, Alabama, drove a truck for his infantry battalion in Iraq. Brown says he won't be voting for Mr. Bush this November. His reason, Iraq.
It seemed like it was all about politics, the reason we were there. To serve, we really serve no purpose, no weapons of mass destruction.
If we had found weapons of mass destruction, might
then
that have made a difference to you?
That would have made a big difference.
Still, Brown says it was thoughtful of the president to come to Fort Campbell today. After his speech, the president and first lady had lunch with some soldiers. He also met with some family members whose relatives in the 101st Airborne died in Iraq. Mr. Bush returned to Washington this afternoon, where he will host foreign diplomats at the White House tomorrow, formally marking the anniversary. Don Gagne, NPR News, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.